This is Lisa Braithwaite for Speak Schmeek. Today is April 12th, 2010, and today's blog post is titled, A Message with Both Kinds of Impact. When a message delivers, it can hit you subtly a minute or two later, sinking into your brain with a slow realization. Or it can slam into you like a ton of bricks. Take a minute and visit Speak Schmeek to view the video Embrace Life embedded in this blog post. Analyzing this public service announcement using my 6 favorite principles of sticky messages, Success, from Chip and Dan Heath's book, Made to Stick, let's talk about why this ad is so powerful. Simple. 3 people sitting in a living room are the actors. A small table holding a bowl of glitter is the only prop. There's no dialogue and very little movement. There's no clutter, no distraction from the message. Unexpected. Never in a million years would I have guessed that this man would be saved by a human seatbelt made by his wife and daughter. This highly effective approach was surprising and creative. Concrete. I didn't need any help to understand what was going on. The pantomime was as clear as day. The seatbelt completely obvious with no explanation needed. Credible. The ad was credible to me because I've been in car accidents before, as I'm guessing many of us have. We all know the importance of seatbelts, but that doesn't mean everyone is wearing one. The scene was made to mimic what happens in a car accident, and we all know what that looks like. Emotional. There's no doubt that emotion plays the biggest part in making this ad effective. Can anyone watch this and not experience the fear, dread, and then relief painted on the actors' faces? I've watched it 4 or 5 times now, and every time I still get choked up. At first, the laughter and smiling seem over the top and almost contrived, but it turns out to be a fabulous contrast for the moments to come. The slow motion, the widening eyes, the fairy-winged girl descending like an angel, the musical crescendo, the implied physical impact, the human seatbelt that metamorphoses into a family embrace, and the falling glitter all combine to create a wrenching emotional scene. Stories. This is not only a pantomime of a person surviving a car crash. There's also a story of a family here. I believe the story is ambiguous enough that each of us can make our own meaning, a clever method in advertising. I see a typical happy family that'll be destroyed if seatbelt warnings are not heeded. I see a father who lives for his family. I see a mother and daughter who'll do anything for dad. The slogan, Embrace Life, also implies that your seatbelt is like a warm embrace by people who care about you. This short commercial says everything it needs to say without being preachy, without having to spell out the lessons learned. There are no statistics, there are no facts and figures. It's a simple, pantomimed scene of near devastating consequences, and that says it all. How can you say what you need to say in your presentations with fewer words and greater impact?